Good evening. I call this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order and note for the record that a quorum is present. And so welcome back, everyone, and good to see you all. Happy Valentine's Day. And our first order of business is we're going to do approval of the minutes, and then we have one bill on the agenda for today. And with that, I will turn to Representative Edelson. Do you have a motion for the minutes from Monday, May 8th, 2023?
So moved, Madam Chair.
And the motion is to approve the minutes from Monday, May 8th, 2023. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. So I also want to note that we have a new committee page. So Connor Beckel, welcome to the Ways and Means Committee. We're really happy to have you here. Yay. And I think everybody else is returning faces, maybe with some name changes in the interim. So good to see you, Representative Rarick. So congratulations. And with that, we will get moving on our first bill, on our only bill today, which is House File 2757, Representative Gomez. And so I will ask you to come to the table. And Representative Gomez moves that House File 2757 be placed on the general register. So good to see you. And when you are ready, go ahead and present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House File 2757 is the tax corrections bill. It corrects three errors that were in the 2023 tax bill. First, it updates the standard deduction amounts in statute to properly reflect inflation adjustments since tax year 2019. We inadvertently erased 4 years of inflation for this tax year. And so this is just a technical fix to ensure that the standard deduction works as it should. Second, it aligns the definition of tribal nation in the statewide local housing aid with the definition that we developed for our general tribal nation aid program, which we worked over a lot with a bunch of different stakeholders, and we just the wrong definition of tribal nations ended up in the bill, so it's a pretty straightforward fix. Finally, it amends the local sales tax authorization for the Beltrami County Public Safety Facility to allow, retroactively allow the tax to be approved by voters at a special election that was held on November 7th, 2023, rather than requiring that it be held at a general election, which is what the statute says. The election was held, and so we just want to make sure that it can go forward. So that's kind of a high-level overview of the three parts of the bill, and look forward to any discussion from members.
Thank you, Representative Gomez. So discussion on the bill. Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Chair Gomez, thank you so much. And so we had a brief offline conversation about the net operating loss fix that's not in here. And I'm wondering if you could just let the committee know and the public know what the plan is moving forward, specifically to the net operating loss.
Yeah.
Representative Gomez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just a little bit of background on this. We did include some changes to net operating losses in the 2023 tax bill. Our intention was for those to start in tax year 2024, but the year just was wrong in the bill language. And instead it started in tax year 2023, which means it's impacting the current filing season that we're in the middle of now. So consequently, because of the timing of it, it has an unintended impact on our budget. And so in order to fix it, in order to align it with we originally passed in the tax bill last year would cost $15 million. Chair Rest and I did send a letter to the Department of Revenue and the Department or the MMB asking them to administer the net operating loss changes in alignment with the way that we intended them in the bill. And because of the timing, they couldn't do that. Just because we wouldn't be able to do the change because of the timing of session and the timing of the tax filing, season, we wouldn't be able to do the change in time. And so it does show up as a cost. And so now, since we're here and we're in a little bit of a different fiscal situation than we were when we originally passed this bill last May, and also since, like, the chair, Chair Rest and I sent this letter over in late June, and the forecast is coming in, you know, a couple weeks from now, that we made this bill be a no-cost bill, and we're putting off that decision until after we have a clearer sense of our fiscal situation and the February forecast is published. So that's why it's just the three items instead of the four originally that we were talking about. So just today, in the bill introductions, House File 3769, which is chief authored by the Property Tax Division Chair, Dave Lissagard, was introduced. Chair Rest is authoring that the NOL fix in the Senate. And so, you know, our leadership of the tax committees in the House and the Senate are both obviously stepping forward and indicating very strongly that we want to, you know, we want our bill to be what it was when we passed it last year. Yeah, I mean, you know, things are in motion, but again, just with the forecast coming up in a couple weeks, decision was made that we should wait to see how that looks before we make decisions that impact the budget.
And I'll come back to you, Representative Rarick. And I will say, because we don't actually technically have that bill in front of us, and it was offered and we had discussion as an amendment in tax committee, we were able to have a pretty robust discussion, but within the purview of the committee today, we don't actually have that in here, but I totally understand why you're asking, and we'll give some leeway on that, but we probably won't go down into the weeds on the net operating loss. So, Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't think I have the ability to do that either. So I just wanted high-level points of why it wasn't in there and what the intention was moving forward, because I know our side is quite interested in making sure that that does happen so that our businesses aren't impacted by another $15 million that they shouldn't really have to be, because it, you know, it's just an error that was should be corrected. So I just wanted to get it on the record that what the plan is moving forward, and that obviously my side would be supportive of supporting as written what it was, so that tax, that net operating loss would be realized by the businesses. That's all I was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on the bill. But Representative Garofalo to close us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Everyone's in favor of this bill. There's no one against it. I encourage everyone to support it, and let's go home.
Spoken like a member who might be retiring. So with that, I will go to Chair Gomez. Any further comments on your bill?
Nope, just thank everybody for the discussion today. Appreciate
right.
it.
And with that, Representative Gomez renews her motion that House File 2757 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails, and House File 2757 has been placed on the General Register. And with that, we have no further business, so we are adjourned.